Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Welcome back to Beyond Classified. I'm Chris Matthew. Today my guest is Crow777. He is the creator of Crow777 Radio. He holds a degree in internet technology. Crow researches the hidden world behind ours and the methods of deception being used by our controllers. Crow, welcome back. How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, man, it's great to have you back. And it's been such a long time. It's been, I think, over 2 years since you've been on, and our world has changed a lot, man. And I like to say, you know, if I've been in a coma and I woke up, 2 years later to the shit mess we're in, you know, I'd probably want to go back to sleep in my coma. But, you know, we've got a lot to discuss. A lot's been happening. And I thought we could just, you know, do just that, is to talk about what's been going on the past couple of years and see what rabbit holes we can get into. Maybe even see if we could go down the road of the nature of reality and what is it that we're actually in on this reality that we see every day. But since it has been so long, I'd love it if you could remind the audience just a little bit, if they aren't familiar with you, about yourself and what kind of brought you down the path you're on.
It started way back in 2012. I'd filmed things through my scope. A year later, I posted them to YouTube, and everything changed after that. And actually a flat earth community emerged after the posting of the lunar wave, 30 days after the posting of the lunar wave. Since then, the censorship has increased nonstop. I basically use my YouTube channel to refer people to my website, crow777radio.com. But all the old telescope work is still on crow777 on YouTube, but everything current is going to be at crow777radio.com. And we have a private server there, and we have membership, which is what allows absolute free speech. The membership content, we don't censor, but there's a first hour, and every day that goes by, the content is being rated and weighted by those who serve search returns and things. And it won't be long before, if you're on the bad boy list, there's not going to be a lot of traffic coming from any of the major players.
Yeah, right on. Speaking of the bad boy list, with the information that you cover now and everything you've discovered since then, was it the actual kind of footage that you caught on your telescope that got you looking in other directions as well, or was it the other way around?
Well, I was never very good at school and directions. I wasn't interested in either of those two things. And while I did spend most of my life going back to school over and over and over till I went out and got a degree in internet tech, is what they call it at the time. It was the first course that offered a degree in internet tech way back. When I went to my telescope, initially in the 90s, I was buying what NASA was laying down, and it didn't take me long to realize that I can't replicate this. So for some period of time, I thought, well, I'm doing it wrong. And gradually over time, you realize that this is all a constructed put up. So yeah, the telescope work led me into where I was going. But even back then, if you go to some of the oldest stuff on my YouTube channel, well, most of it's been removed. We were covering all the false news cycles and saying, hey, man, there's an end game coming here. And then in 2016, I launched the podcast saying the same thing. Hey, man, there's an end game coming here. And then on 3/11, I stayed up till midnight and I wrote a blog, which is posted on my website. It went out on the 12th of March, 2020, because it was midnight. And I said, here it is, this thing we've been talking about, here it is in the light of day now.
Right on. And for a while, like you said, I've sensed something big coming on this kind of grand scale of deception that we're seeing now. But I had no idea, you know, what it was going to be, how it was going to occur, and to the level and to the speed that it occurred as well. Did you know back, you know, whenever you were covering this stuff, did you have any idea that an end game would be a fake pandemic?
Well, I mean, these, no, to be perfectly honest, no. And the speed at which it came on almost felt rushed. And yeah, the success of the sleeping masses not pushing back, it's all been quite jolting. But, you know, there were things, people were talking about it way back when YouTube was, you know, one of them comes to mind is that Illuminati card game. Well, the pandemic is in there.
Yeah.
All kinds of things are in there. But no, you know, there's so many possibilities in the world. What I was sure of is there's a big change coming to our world. All these things we see happening don't happen for no reason. And to the point where in March of 2020, I knew instantly, here it is. Here it is. And I don't listen to the news. I don't watch much TV, but it was very apparent all at once that here it comes.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you mentioned the censorship as well. And I think that was a huge indicator that something big was right on the horizon. I remember it was like 2018 or 19 or something like that. I don't remember exactly when they just decided to cancel Alex Jones. But it was around the same time that my show, all of a sudden, I just stopped getting subscribers. I just stopped getting listens. I stopped getting downloads, stopped being kind of pushed on the little YouTube algorithm and stuff like that. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And ever since then, I noticed just the censorship Nazis just came out and started canceling everybody. And it was around that same time that Alex Jones got canceled. Did you notice the same thing around the same times?
Well, to be clear, I view him as playing a role.
Right.
In it.
Yeah, for sure.
But
for sure,
you know, if it can happen to him, you know, what hope do any of us little tiny private concerns have? But I wrote the about page on crow777radio.com in 2013. And I already knew where censorship was going. I had already begun to think about not using YouTube. When I first started YouTube, people were making, it was before I even thought about income or anything. I was just showing what I did, but people were making good livings off YouTube. And then that changed. And then it changed again to where we are now, where you get a few pennies unless you're approved content. So you're playing with a hula hoop or kicking someone in the balls. If you're approved for that kind of content, you could get 1 million subs, but nobody else is gonna. What I use my channel, by the way, my channel, the censorship came out in the open in the fall of 2017. As a matter of fact, I think Wire magazine had a big to-do on the cover that, oh, all this censorship playing their little role in what's to come. The point I would make is at that time in 2017, every year since, twice a year, we have been inundated with the same problems you described. All of a sudden, you know, no search returns, this, that, or the other thing. What I do is I put up a bumper on a channel with almost 200,000 subs. They will not let it clear to 200,000. Before they began censoring, I had picked up 25,000 subs in a day. So you can see the difference of normal interest in the world of something you're doing to a controlled thing. I'm at 190,000, I think. And every time I get up about 5,000, they knock me back down. Same thing happens on Twitter, which I don't use. I just post my new episodes on it. On Twitter, I got up to 10 grand. They knocked me down to seven grand. So it's completely controlled. And this is why private websites really the only way to go. And a lot of people are into Rockfin. Jason and Rose were into Rockfin. But I'm not going down that road. I've already wasted enough of my life working on platforms that then just get monopolized. You can remember BitChute. BitChute seems to have had the intention that we won't censor. And what happened to them? They got told if you want internet connectivity, you better get in line. And so then BitChute began to censor. I don't think Rockfin's going to be any different when it gets big enough to matter.
Well, while we're heading down this path, what about podcasting and RSS feeds? Do you think that that is in the same kind of dangerous boat?
The problem will be, like, in the time that I became known around most of the internet connected world, that's not really possible now. When in the fall of 2017, they deleted my channel with, I don't know what it was, 100,000, I don't even remember. I think it was like 100,000 followers. And people who are world-class hackers had told me, multiply that by 10 if you want to have a more realistic view of how many people actually have their eye on you. Point is, they deleted my channel, and 3 weeks later, they put it back. If you did a search for Crow 777 Radio before they deleted my YouTube channel, you would have got 16 to 25 million returns. The day they put it back, it went down to about 2,000. To this day, if you search Lunar Wave, because I'm the guy who accidentally discovered it, you might get 100,000 returns. But if you put my name on the end of it, it'll go down to 1,000, 1,500, depending on your geography. So this is where they openly put in the algorithms that we've dealt with ever since. And so the problem becomes now, is you, if you're going to create content, it better be interesting to a lot of people, because that word of mouth is really the only way, per se. I mean, you'll get some internet traffic depending on what you do, but if you go out talking about COVIDius minimus or false shootings, you're going to get kneecapped really quick.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, man, I hope that Rockfin stays uncensored. I do enjoy the platform, and I enjoy that it is currently uncensored. And, you know, this is going to be where we can say whatever we want at this time. But it's, you know, it's a dangerous road for anybody that's going against the narrative right now and has this type of platform. You know, they have the danger of losing it very quickly. And fear is the factor, man, for everything right now. You know, people are afraid of losing their job, losing their livelihoods, not being able to travel, not being able to do this or that or that. Luckily, I don't give a shit about any of that stuff, but most of the world does. And, you know, we can see the effects now, everything, the supply chain crumbling, everything. And we talked about the speed of this. How do you think that they're going to continue? I don't know what else they have to throw at us. They moved way too fast, in my opinion. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, this has been planned much longer than I've even been alive. We've detected the roots of the first kickoff, the 9/11 kickoff, which set us firmly on the course to 2020. We can see it back in media, film, all kinds of things over 100 years ago. They're never going to run out of things to throw. Fear is fear. You know, I used to make the joke that when they kick a puppy and people quit responding to that, then they burn 10 puppies. And when people quit responding to that, they fill a stadium with puppies and blow it up. Right now, the war drumbeat is picking back up all over the world. Invasions and, you know, this whole world at war idea is coming. They're not going to run out of things to throw at us. The thing that changes this is when people quit being afraid. And, you know, most of what's happened has been terrible offers put out that people have accepted. In some places, it's gone worse, where they kind of forced their will. But where I am here in the United States, mostly it's been a deal with the devil. They'll bully you. You want to keep your job, you do this thing that we want you to do. And I've covered endless people who held their position, and I have yet to hear of one who did it correctly that didn't succeed at keeping their position. Mm-hmm. They didn't want medical interventions or whatever it was. So realistically, if you can think, you'll realize that most of what's gone on is offers. And they've got leverage. You know, let's be clear here. The leverage is going to be continue to be goods and services. Oh, you like that air conditioner? You like that car? You want these goods and services? Then here's what we're demanding. The problem is there's no laws yet. And that's really the measure. There are still laws. There are no laws about the things we're talking about. It's all a mandate or, you know, these weird words they come up with to try to bully and subvert. They're trying to get to a point where the laws don't matter anymore and corporate policy matters, but we're not there yet.
Mm. Well, you said the magic word there yet. Do you think it's possible that even, you know, within the next couple of years, we could hit there, you know, with the change of, with a couple of, you know, false flags, with a couple of shootings, with a couple of whatever they decide to throw out, like you were saying, these things may change, right?
I think there's going to be lots and lots of people who make terrible decisions and accept offers that are detrimental. And I think there's going to be other groups of people who do not. I think it's all going to be tied to goods and services. And we're kind of in an age change, if I had to describe this. For all I know, this kind of thing goes on with every age change. I don't know. We don't have an accurate history. But the main point is you need to wake up and make a firm decision on what's acceptable and what's not. And then you need to stick to your guns. Some of these things, we've interviewed doctors and many others who are claiming we're going to have a lot less people in this world. And I don't doubt them. But what it comes down to is someone didn't want to lose their goods and services, was concerned with a house payment, the things that people have to deal with. So they took an offer that may cost them dearly. We don't know yet. I mean, we kind of know, but is still going to play out.
Yeah, the degree of fakery surrounding all this it's still pretty astounding to me. I mean, I've known that we've been, you know, pretty much a Hollywood production when it comes to the media. Everything we're seeing on their television, you know, the level of fakery's always been there. But some of the stuff I'm seeing, it's like they don't even know how to pull off a good fake op anymore. The whole presidency, it's like a soundstage. I mean, it's insane the levels of deception that they're attempting right now. But I mean, you know, of course, people like us, but the normies are seeing it. Normies are waking up to this shit. And I think that that's, you know, that's definitely a good thing. I don't know if it could turn things around. But do you see the same thing?
You know, in some ways, back in 2001, what happened was a powerful concern, whatever you choose to think is behind it all, came out in the daylight and says, we're not hiding anymore. We're so powerful, you can't stop us. By the time we got to 2020, that idea was underscored. And there are endless people that we see that probably wouldn't have woke up maybe in their lifetimes or another 20 years that were forced based on what was going on to reevaluate. But you see, that's part of the trap where we live and what they used to call the first world, which is quickly not going to be the first world if we continue down this path, is that we don't have culture anymore. We have some movies that we like and some TV shows we watch. And that is basically the whole of culture. And within that is the social engineering. And that's really what's led to where we are, along with goods and services. I don't know if there's another place in the world that uses goods and services more than we do here in the United States, but you can see the price tag that's going to come along with that for these kind of synthetic offers.
All right. And well, talking about synthetic, you know, we can see many of the desired directions that this is being pushed. One of them, of course, is for everyone to stay home, plug themselves into the metaverse and just fucking stay there forever. You know, that's this tech kind of technocratic angle, this transhuman type thing. Do you think that this is one of the major type agendas that we're being pushed to, is just more of an integration with our biology, with technology, this kind of weird transhumanism thing?
You're looking at, once again, in our world, an interest going for the whole enchilada, and they think they can't be stopped and they want it all. And what you just mentioned is, all of a sudden, in a magical year that we just passed, every business could all of a sudden deliver Before, that business model didn't work. It was too much money. They needed their profits. Now, if you don't deliver, you don't stay in business. And yes, this is all aimed at keeping people home. More people are working at home. And that is about travel. There's a quote, I can't remember who the hell supposedly said it, but travel is fatal to things like bigotry and other things. And when you are localized in your own neighborhood, you have no concept of what the world at large is. And when your only window is news, you have less of a concept that we're all connected here. And it's even in the goods and services. Now there's a big push. Oh, we're killing the world. We got to get off gasoline. Everyone's going electric. Well, has anyone looked at the range of an electric car? It's like, you know, 300 miles. So you can go 150 miles away from your house. And my neighbor got one and I was asking him and he said 300 miles. And I said, so you can go 150 miles away and you got to come home. He said, yeah. And I said, well, how long does it take to charge? I forget what he told me, but it was mind-bogglingly long to recharge unless they paid for these more expensive batteries. And then it was still long to recharge. And this is reflected everywhere in all the goods and services, this constraining of people to a smaller environment. And what that does is it fosters bigotry and, you know, an ill view of your fellow man or woman, because a person who's been all over the world is much more open-minded and accepting that we're all connected here. And what this is attempting to do is the same thing that happened when I was in the Marine Corps. Well, we're invading this country named Iraq, and at no time did I ever stop and say, why the hell are they doing that to these people, and what right do they have to do to these people? My mindset was, well, that'll never happen here. Well, I guess I had to grow up. Now look what might be possible here in the white knight called America. Someone's ripped the white clothing off and stained the flag. Anything's possible here. In other words, if it can be done to another, it can be done to you. And we've got to come around to these ideas, and putting a fence around someone's life, which is a neighborhood, you know, basically, is not productive for a mind that wants to grow up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when it comes to the experimental poison that they're putting in people, you know, you mentioned the doctors you've had on, the medical professionals that are advising that there may not be as many people on this planet in the coming years. And, you know, I'd have to fucking agree. We're already seeing those effects. We're seeing very healthy athletes that I've never seen, you know, healthy soccer players dropping dead or, you know, falling to their knees with heart problems at a mass scale like we're seeing now. I've never heard of elementary school teachers having to watch out for cardiac arrest issues in young children. I don't remember going to elementary school and looking over and seeing my classmates drop dead of heart attacks for any reason. So, you know, this is a very terrifying aspect of what's happening and very real. And people have their fucking heads buried in the sand and they're ready to go get booster number 10, 20, you know, in the name of safety, in the name of the greater good, whatever the fuck they're pushing, you know?
Each of us will make our own decisions, but there's another side of this where what you're describing, if it comes full out into light, won't even be that shocking because we've already experienced it before. We've seen the movie Endgame with all those empty stadiums and half the world gone. When did Endgame come out? 2019. Hint, hint, hint. We've seen what's that other movie that's a bit older where nobody's having children anymore or no. I can't think of the name of the movie, but it's a world where no new birth has occurred. And finally, one lady manages to get pregnant and the whole movie is about trying to protect that birth. These are the pre-echoes of where we are going. I've met people in very high places that claim by 2045, I think they say, you won't be able to get pregnant unless you get assistance. You know, if you've read Animal Farm, as you should have in junior high school, if you've read Brave New World, if you've read these, why is it that these are the books that get put into every junior high school and high school? It's because they're blueprints. Go back and review those things. You were told a long time ago where the trajectory was headed. And these books, Jason and I have covered on my podcast, were written in and around the circles of what I call royalty, lords and ladies. There's this group on the outskirts of Tavistock. How is it that when we come through junior high, everyone's reading Lord of the Flies, Animal Farm, Brave New World? There's a litany of them with all basically the same agenda, a blueprint to where we're arriving now. And yet at the time, nobody was aware. Some may have been, but the teachers were not saying, hey, be careful, you young minds out there. We could head in this direction. They had no inkling. And yet here we are. And so if you just review where media and the books that we're all supposed to read in school and television have taken us, there's no mystery to where this is going. You've already been shown the worst of the worst. What do you think all the zombie franchises are about? Now, do you catch on? All those young people playing zombie games and worshiping that idea, giving power to this allegory from where they'd like to see us head. It's all been put out. When it occurs, it'll be a hell of a lot less shocking because everyone will already have experienced it at some level by design, social programming.
Yeah, it's the programming has worked pretty well because, you know, knowing what I know now and everything that's happened, I look around to people that are really close to me that just have no hope, I don't believe, in waking up or seeing what's going on. And it makes me wonder how good this programming, this brainwashing must have been. You know, I was asleep for a long time. You know, I fell for the whole 9/11 thing. But, you know, I look at the stuff happening now, and it's so apparently fake, and it's so apparently staged, and the level of deception is just clear. I mean, it's obvious to me, and it's obvious to most of my circle of people that I hang around with. It's just not, it's like they're under some kind of spell. And that's the only thing that I can attribute it to is this is not just some kind of, you know, mind control programming. This is some kind of like dark magic or something. I don't know.
It is exactly that. That is exactly part of what's driving this. It's like that old phrase from the Star Wars movie. The Force has a big effect on the weak-minded or whatever it is that Obi-Wan says there. Yeah, there's dark magic at play here. But part of what's happened in our culture and in the material use way too many goods and services culture is we've become very self-centered. And that's a problem. That is the biggest problem. The truth is I don't get to make decisions for others and neither do you. And yet we act like, well, if those people would just wake up to where I am, things would be better. What you get to do is you get to operate your own ship. That's you. And so when you begin to wake up and realize that the keys to this are treating all life with respect, the keys to this are the truth is surrounding us. And it always has been. It's in nature. It's an immutable truth. These are the things we've been separated from. These are the thoughts that have been squeezed away from us through all the programming and content that we've been mass consuming. If you come around to the point where if I see something terrible happening to someone, I damn well better realize that that could happen to me tomorrow. It's not just possible at this point. It might even be likely. And at that point, we begin to value life. At the core of what's going on here, it's a death-based system.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The entirety. It is based on dark magic and death. And it's run by corporations, and even the word tells you what it is, a corpse-oration, the speaking dead. It is an entity that has no life, that is given the rights of a living person, and on we go. And so when you get away from the death-based system and begin to value life and recognize the truth of nature, It's the best we can do maybe as individuals, because you and me, we don't get to make decisions for other people. And even if we did, it would be a facade. The truth is those people will decide what they're going to do whenever they choose to do that. So the best we can do is remain in honor as individuals and help out those whenever we can. Beyond that, this is going to run its course probably. And I would add, what we know from nature, since nature doesn't lie to us, is that all created things will see their end. And what we're experiencing as a created thing, this cycle will come to a close sooner or later.
Right on, man. Very well said. Now, speaking of mass deceptions on a grand scale, I'm extremely open-minded, and my view of the reality that we're in has changed massively since I first, you know, started doing this show and looking into this stuff. You know, I used to want to be an astronaut when I was a kid, and now I'm questioning if we even have the capability to go to space or what the hell is beyond there. You know, I have no idea, and I'm convinced pretty much that we probably didn't go to the moon, that we can't get past a certain part of space, or what they call space. And I have no idea what the shape of our planet is. I don't claim to know. And I think that's a very interesting concept. Although it's very interesting how much it divides people, I don't understand that aspect of it. But it is a big part of a deception here that we're misled every day. And NASA, I'm completely convinced that all the money that's supposedly going to NASA is just going to black projects for these seedy government agencies. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, they've never told us the truth, and that should tell you something big. Yeah. If you're lied to at a certain level, why would you ever listen to that source ever again, which at this point includes all governments, all government associations, all news, all media, all news, so-called news sources? But the reason it's divisive, what you just said, is because deep down in the core of every being, they know the truth. That's why it's so divisive to talk about what this place is. And if you can't make up the mind of another, they have to get there on their own dime. But there's a reason why every time you see a snow globe or a terrarium, something in the core of your being says, whoa, that's interesting to me for some reason. And again, I could present all the evidence in the world one way or the other, and people will just choose to believe what they do. But until they stop and test what is real based on the reality of what being a human being means, they're probably just going to stay wherever they are. You can go outside if you want to try to work it out for yourself. Go outside, clear your mind, close your eyes, and imagine that everything NASA ever told you is true. You're on a round globe, you're spinning. That thing is spinning around the sun. That whole conglomeration is spinning around a galaxy, and that galaxy is spinning around a universe. The spin on the Earth is, I think, faster than the speed of sound, and on it goes. Just imagine that all that is true. Then go inside and sit down. Then go back outside, clear your mind, close your eyes, and imagine that you're on a stationary plane. And from that point, you can begin to travel a road that you have gotten to on your own dime. And that starts with the core of your being. But the fight comes in because of groups. And this is by design in the system we live in. Anytime a group is formed, if it comes to matter, it will be used as a pawn in a grand chess game to make people divisive, to make people argue, to make people hate each other, when the exact opposite is what we need desperately. We need people to value each other. We need to get rid of division. We need to realize that if I get cut, I bleed red and so do you. And it doesn't hurt you any less than it hurts me. That's where we need to be. But these groups that form are infiltrated or manipulated, and the fight comes. So if you want to start, do what I just said. Go out on your own abilities and consider these things and start there from the reality of your faculties as a living being, the apex living being here. And that's where you can start and consider, why is it when I see a snow globe that it's interesting to me? It's just a little stupid piece of plastic with a fake city or a statue in it. Why does that have any value to anyone? And what is it about a terrarium when I see it? Consider these things. Don't just breeze through life. Stop and examine it and learn for yourself firsthand. That's what I can offer.
One of the most interesting things to me is I've heard, both sides of the argument on, you know, the shape of our planet thing. But I think it just goes much, much further beyond that. I think our whole reality is much more malleable and non-physical than appearance. And that leads down a whole, bunch of different routes that we could take. But what's very interesting is the arguments put forth by those that believe we are not on a spinning ball. They have not been countered in any way that is proving anything. I don't hear astronomers coming on to argue this, their sides of this stuff in any kind of way that makes any sense. The other side has these points that are pretty profound when it comes to what they're trying to prove and what the shape of the planet is, and things that don't add up when it comes to what we've been told by mainstream academia, science, and NASA. So it is very interesting, and I'm just wondering if you could maybe, what are some of the most profound things for you that really get you thinking what the hell we're on right now?
You have to reach a level of knowing. And to do that, you have to let go of all the nonsense that you've been piled into your whole life. You have to reevaluate it all. Is one and one really two? Is that true? Or do you just believe it's true? Well, when I went back to examine my life again, I realized profoundly that one and one is not just two, it's 11. And from there on, it goes and goes and goes. Now, if you want to try to re-examine things, you've got to get back to common sense. Why should anyone have to tell us what's true about this place we are? Why can't you, as an adult living being, examine the things you've been told and use a common sense approach and logic to get there? After all, we're told when something launches to break free of this place, it goes faster than a 30-06 round. It has to go faster than a 30-06 round to break the supposed gravity. Is there anyone out there feels like they could ride on a 30-06 round, a deer rifle? Could you get on that bullet and ride that? These are the basic poke in the eye. How is it that a civilization would have ever accepted that? How is it that every generation since it was first said wouldn't say, wait a minute, what are you talking about here? This is ridiculous. And yet we went the other way. Part of it is you hit it on the head. There's some black magic spells going on. But other than that, we've accepted so many things that are unacceptable. And as for the shape of this place, why does it matter? Why does it matter? And I'll state openly, nobody knows for sure the shape of this place because everything we've been told about space is a lie. And every image we've ever seen was taken from high altitude, unless it was a construct, like the fake image of Earth from space that was put on the 2007 iPhone to program every mind that bought an iPhone. If you can't get back to thinking clearly, you're just going to continue to stumble around. You've got to re-examine and you've got to get common sense back. And above all things, if I was to ask you, is there any place left in this world that is free of lies? What would you respond to me? Is there anywhere in this world that is free of lies?
Negative.
Well, there actually is. And it's always been here and it will always be here. It's nature. There is no lie in nature. If you go into a field and learn something for an oak tree, you could bet your life on it. Not that I'm saying you should do that kind of thing, but it is as true as the sun will come up at the exact second it's supposed to tomorrow. And it has done this since the beginning of time, and it will do this till the end of time. It is undisputably true, which is where we get words like verily, based on yes, based on the vernal equinox, based on the sun, even into our religion. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, which is another way of telling you, I'm telling you the God's honest, indisputable truth. To hear those words, if you've run them back all the way to where they came from, which is nature. And one of the first things that happened when the world began to get taken over is we were separated from nature. This is the idea of the root word pagan, which originally meant just some people who lived in villages close to nature. It was hard to fool those people because they lived in nature. So they made a derisive word up and they began their cycle of separating everyone from nature. A person who lives in nature and comprehends nature at some level is far more difficult to fool than someone who is separated from it. And where we arrive right now is almost wholesale separation. We're even eating foods that have supposedly been genetically modified. This food that we eat, which is only supposed to grow in the spring, that's available to you year round now. We've been separated by clever science and scientism that we don't need nature anymore. And yet the truth is, it is the only place we have where truth will always reside.
Man, there's a couple of things I want to go to from there. First is, it changes everything that I ever thought about extraterrestrials and visitations from other planets and things of that nature. It gets me thinking more along the parallel dimensions, or just, you know, there are intelligences and entities. There may be just here right beyond the spectrum of our vision. I'd like to get your take on that.
Well, I would ask a simple question. If you don't even know where you are in this world, why are you even going down that road? Common sense would dictate that those things don't exist. I had an idea to try to illustrate all the things I'd filmed with my telescope. And so I invented this thing called Crow's Law of HD to reframe a way to think about things. And what it basically said was, if a thing truly exists in this world and it can be filmed in high definition, it will be filmed in high definition. If you use that one measure alone, many things that people argue or think they believe in, they may melt away because you've substituted common sense. In other words, if a new car is built in the world, I can know things about it. I know the engineer who designed it. I know the colors it comes in. I know what kind of engine or whether it's four-wheel drive. It truly exists in the world. I can know things about it. And so much of the nonsense that we accept as correct is wholly a construct of the mind. Really, well, show me a picture of this. Where is the actual evidence? So when I filmed all these things that everyone was telling me were UFOs near the moon, I began to take it apart. And what I come to realize is there's a hell of a lot of tech up there. It's all in our atmosphere. Nothing leaves our atmosphere from my point of view, and it's all man-made tech. After all, if I walk into a house and find a peanut butter jelly sandwich sitting on the counter, chances are a man or a woman made that sandwich. As a matter of fact, it is almost demonstrable that a man or a woman made that sandwich. As a matter of fact, to say something else made that sandwich borders on insanity.
That makes sense. Now, but what about the, you know, we mentioned earlier magic and how we're under a magic spell. What about unseen forces or alliances with intelligences that could be possible that is not human?
Well, again, you're going to a place where you can't produce evidence up front. And I'll point out another thing. The idea of magic, it's either in fairy tales for most of us, or it exists in some bizarre form in the minds of others. Language is magic. The very way we speak to each other. What do we do in grade school? What do we learn? How to spell. You're learning how to spell because you're going to use those spells to create magic. I'll do it to you right now. I'm going to put an image in your head. You can't stop me. You ready? Blue ball. There's the magic. I took nothing, created it into a spell, and cast the image of a blue ball into your mind. Now think about how news really works. Now think about how media and all these things we're surrounded by really work. It's all magic. So if you want to talk about dark magic, all you're saying is a person is using this magic at a very high level beyond what people who know how to spell can do, and they're putting dark intent on it. And it's real. And I just proved that it is real. But in terms of intelligences, sure, maybe so. What does that have to do in my baby mind when I'm trying to get the diapers off just to figure out where I'm living? Why am I concerned with these things? And until there is evidence to bring the question to the forefront, why are we doing this?
Right on.
And by the way, if a human being goes on after this lifetime, then that would automatically assume, if we don't just end, that there are higher intelligence that were once human beings or, you know, still human beings, these kinds of ideas, this common sense. But little gray men that are coming down to directly probe us, that's a government construct to scare people, backed by things like the X-File and every alien, ancient aliens nonsense you've ever seen. It's just playing on the weak-mindedness of those who don't want to think.
Now, going back to the kind of the realm or whatever the hell we are in this reality, there's evidence that we've experienced kind of life-altering or cataclysms that wiped out a good portion of the Earth, the population of the planet, supposedly. Now, I'd like to get your thoughts on the possibilities of some type of mass cataclysm in our past, or possibly that could still be coming in our future, that occurs maybe on a cyclical nature, but not the way that we've been told through our history books and education.
Well, there's an old cliche or two we can apply here. Those who don't know their history are doomed to repeat it. And we were told accurately by a supposed man named Napoleon that history is a lie agreed upon. And that is one of the truest statements I've ever come across. So that tells us a couple things. We don't know the history, so we don't know whether this thing we're experiencing happens at every age change, whether there are cataclysms. But we do know that all over the world in myth and religion and spiritual endeavors, there is an idea that there were worldwide cataclysms. And I think we could work out that this is probably possible. Things like this might occur. But I would further point out that the creation is perfect in its delivery from our point of view. And so if it was so easy to end the creation, like the story that a president has a red button and he can end this place by pushing a red button, that's nonsense. And we've done a lot of work to show you why that's nonsense. This wouldn't be much of a creation if the little monkeys that were created could create a tool that would destroy this place in a second, would it? Then the argument becomes, what are we doing here? Why does it even matter, right? Because that just means the first clever monkey that gets the big enough tool is going to either control it or end it. But what we find is the opposite, that life finds a way. And we're reasonably sure that we're in an era change. I don't think anyone would argue that things are going to be vastly different 10 years from now than they were 10 years ago. Many like to point out that this is what's called an age change. If that is true, it implies that nearly everything changes in an age change. I'm not belittling what we're experiencing because I wish that more people would quit accepting all these things that they shouldn't accept. But at the end of the day, this is a cycle that will come to an end. And in my mind, it comes down to I can steer my own ship. My most important endeavor is to remain in honor and to respect everyone around me, to help the people that I can help, to not take life, to respect nature. That's my goal, to try to set an example. These other questions at some level become unknowable for the simple reason that history is a lie agreed upon.
Right on. Yeah, that is 100% true. Now, when it comes to the changes we're experiencing, one of those is going to be obviously our financial system. I want to get your thoughts on what's happening with that and cryptocurrency. And is this a good or bad thing, or do you see potential in it? What are your thoughts on that?
I won't participate in crypto because it goes against my spiritual beliefs, but basically what it means, and a lot of people get mad when I talk about this, but that's okay. I'm not doubting what I'm about to say. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to have an expert on blockchain on my podcast soon to show people what blockchain is for, because that's what they always say. Oh, crypto is great because of blockchain. And they don't know dick about blockchain. And it's not here to help you. But basically what crypto represents is the day that we fully go to crypto, we will have all agreed that wealth does not equal value. Think about what that means. In the digital dollar white paper, which we covered from the Federal Reserve, two things that I'll bring up that are written in plain English is that it will be nearly impossible to have a savings account at that point. And it will be nearly impossible to inherit to your children at that point. But I will take some time to show what the blockchain was, why it was invented. And this also fails the other test. who invented blockchain? Oh, well, some magical guy. And we think his name's a Japanese name for an acronym for blueberries in space or something like, you know, it's no. When a thing is created, you can know things about it. If you do not, there is a lie that is being proffered to you. But when people come to understand what the blockchain right now is being used for and what it was intended, and the fact that nobody seems to know where this magical thing was created, although the myth of it is now some Japanese dude nobody knows, I will show you what the blockchain, it's Big Brother at a level that no one has ever imagined. And go look up the white paper on the digital dollar from the Federal Reserve. What more do you need to know if they're telling you flat out, if they get their way, you won't have a savings account or pass your wealth on to your children? And by the way, I would point out there will be no wealth, because wealth has intrinsic value. A one and a zero does not have intrinsic value. The day that we put all our so-called money into that, we will have all agreed that this is all just an illusion that we use to trade things and there's no intrinsic value here. Wealth doesn't exist as it always has.
I always like to kind of end on possible solutions that we could have to maybe change the course or direction that we're headed collectively. And I know for me, the easiest thing that I can think of is just don't participate in it. Don't participate in the bullshit and turn off the news. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a big help. I'll go a step further. The foundation of what we're experiencing is from a death-based system. We're probably about to experience death on a level that we've never comprehended before. I think that's a real possibility. As a matter of fact, I think it's already going on. What would help from my point of view more than anything is to respect life, respect nature, have compassion for everyone you know, whether you like them or you don't, whether you get along with them or you don't. Because if a terrible thing can be done to any person, it can be done to you. And until we come back together and get away from the division and come back to common sense, where human life matters and it should have respect, and it was created in a place where no lie exists, called the creation, we're going to have a tough time. I suspect in the near future, there will be a lot fewer of us dealing with the questions that we tried to go at here.
Yeah, definitely. Now, one more thing before you head out. There's so many people that have, you know, close friends and family that they're worried about and that aren't listening to the voice of reason. And I see this every day, and I have so many people close to me that it seems like they, no matter what you show them, they're not going to wake up or come around to this. And I think that, you know, ultimately we're going to have to let them go, and you can't save everyone. But do you think that there is a type of person here that is just kind of here as a background, like a, I don't want to say, you know, like an NPC or something like that, that doesn't really have that divine spark or this kind of human consciousness kind of light that a lot of people have? Do you think that's a thing?
I have no authority to judge another, but I can go to nature and ask a question that might be helpful where you're going. When a zebra gets killed by the lion at the watering hole, why did that zebra get killed? There were a bunch of zebras at the watering hole, and yet one of them got whacked. Why did that get whacked? And by the way, is that a lion being evil? Nope, sure isn't. Lion has to do that to survive. It was designed to be a carnivore. So by the very creation's design of this animal, it has to hunt other animals to live. And this particular day, there were 20 zebra at the watering hole, but only one got killed. Why is that? Was that zebra not paying attention? Was it not up to the fit level that it needed to be to not get got? You know, I can't answer these things for you, but I can tell you that nature shows us no lie. And it's a lot like the question you asked me. But in terms of judging other ones in this place, I'm still wearing diapers. I have no authority to judge another.
Well said. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. Let the audience know before you head out where they can find Crow 777 Radio and all the good stuff you got.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on. Everything Crow 777 related at this point is at crow777radio.com, C-R-R-O-W-777radio.com. All the old telescope work is on the early postings of YouTube, which is Crow 777. But if you are a member of Crow 777radio.com, Jason put together a 2-hour movie called Shoot the Moon, which has nearly everything of interest I ever shot in it. It's a full feature 2-hour movie. It's won, I think, 8 laurels now. The last laurel came from Jaipur, India. And if you're a member, you get that for free. Otherwise, that movie is on Vimeo on demand. I think Jason's got it at $7. But there it all is. And again, thank you so much for having me. And I'd like to wish everyone listening a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much. And I'll have all those links in the description for everybody. Definitely need to talk to you again in the future. That was a fantastic update. And until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening, and we will be talking again tomorrow.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.